Utrecht. Utrecht is the same town that suffered that awful tram shooting last week. More bad news. Thomas meditated on this good news from Jesus. He wrote, and we might remember this in one of our kids' songs, he wrote, "Without the way there is no going. Without the truth there is no knowing. Without the life there is no living." I didn't realise that our kids were singing words from the 13th century. "I am the way which thou must follow, the truth which thou must believe, the life which thou must hope." If you're searching for the way to connect with God, Jesus is the way. There's no other. There is no other way to God. There is no other way to God. Listen to what Jesus says, verse 6. "No one comes to the Father except through me." Which is both confronting, but ruling out any other religion, any other philosophy or worldview as providing access to God. They won't get you there. They won't get you to the Father. But also an incredible relief. If you have found Jesus, the search is over. The way is open. The truth is revealed. Eternal life is yours. On the last night of Sting's 1988 Nothing Like the Sun tour, after the show, the roadies gave away Access All Areas passes. These Access All Area passes you can stick on your shirt as a gift to everyone who came along. An Access All Area pass to see Sting. How awesome is that? The only problem was that the tour was over. Sting was already on the plane home. But through, and I knew you'd enjoy that one, Sean. But through Jesus, we have an all-access pass to God. And being with Jesus, the disciples have experienced nothing less than being with God himself. So when Philip asked, verse 8, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us," Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after being among you such a long time, anyone who's seen me has seen the Father." The relationship between Jesus and the Father is so close, so transparent. The Father and Son so united in love and purpose. Jesus' words, the very words of God, the miraculous signs that Jesus was doing, evidence of God's handiwork among them, water into wine, fish and bread, spontaneously multiplying to feed thousands. Lazarus, a dead man, literally walking out of his own tomb in which he'd been buried 4 days earlier. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. If you believe in Jesus, you literally have an all-access pass and relationship with the Trinity. No more isolation, no more separation, no more distance. If you know Jesus, then you know the Father and you have full access to God. And Jesus is going so that God will dwell in us always by his Spirit. Western Australian police this week have appealed for help to find the mother of a newborn baby left in a box outside a medical centre. Less than 24 hours old, the baby was in good health, recently fed, cared for well before being abandoned, and left for only 10 minutes before being found by medical centre staff with a note written by the mother asking that the child be looked after. With over 100 people now offering to adopt this little baby. The police are trying to find the mother at the moment to make sure that she gets the medical attention that she needs. Before Jesus goes to the cross and returns to the Father, he leaves them with this promise that he will not abandon them. From verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." From verse 12 to 14, Jesus describes his disciples doing even greater works than he has been doing. What would you expect to see happening in a church where the Holy Spirit is powerfully at work? A community loving each other, talking about Jesus' death and resurrection as central to what they're on about. Lives being changed. Just wonderful to hear Kathy's prayers today. Just so gospel-centered. Thank you, Kathy, for that. A testament to God's work in our lives. And as we do People are literally transferred from death to life. As we speak the gospel, the spiritually blind literally see. The spiritually hungry are literally fed words of eternal sustenance. The spiritually lame literally begin to walk with God in a new life of obedience. Greater works even than the miracles of Jesus himself that point forward to this day and the kingdom. As we show hospitality, taking an interest in other people, speaking words of life, we do greater things than the works Jesus himself was doing. Our hospitality vision is nothing to be sneezed at. And as we engage in this work, we can ask Jesus anything in his name, and he promises to do it. I was speaking to Andre Swartz, a warm friend. He used to be at Mullaney Presbyterian. He was the first one who showed me the way how to catch a train from the Sunshine Coast to QTC. He's the minister now of Brown Plains Presbyterian Church. And on Friday, he explained how his church had a deficit like ours in their budget. But as they prayed as a church and trusted in the adequacy of God to provide, the deficit simply disappeared. Just as Jesus has been an advocate to his disciples, verse 16, by his request, the Father will send another advocate to help us in this task, the Spirit of Truth. The Greek word for advocate, parakletos, great word, parakletos, literally means someone called alongside, someone who comes alongside you, an encourager, a helper, a coach for the Brisbane Lions, a coach for our church, the Holy Spirit, for our Christian lives. Everyone who loves Jesus has promised the Spirit. God dwelling in us right now, through the Spirit, we are continuously plugged into the Trinity, never again distant from God. Finally, Jesus is going so we can have peace with God in troubled times. Ellie is constantly inviting our neighbor's child over to our house to play. Renee smiles, and for good reason. Either he's at our place or she's at hers. I should say that again. Either he's at our place or she's at his. There is a great closeness between them. They play beautifully together. They attend kindy together, which has helped Ellie settle into kindy life enormously. Though sometimes there's constant closeness, knocking on each other's front doors, shouting out windows to each other. And then his older brother also coming over and camping in our tiny lounge room, spinning around in my leather chair. It leaves me longing for a little peace. Jesus is going to the cross. And though such an ominous moment, verse 30, with the devil, the prince of this world, about to do his worst, Satan has no power over Jesus. Jesus is in total control about what's to unfold. It's love that drives Jesus forward. It's love for the Father that enables Jesus to keep going and face the full horror of awaits him in order to fulfill his Father's plan to rescue us. This is good news. Not bad news that Jesus is going. Because Jesus is going to the cross will establish for us constant closeness with God. As God makes his home with us through the Spirit, as he camps in our lounge room and in our lives, can you imagine God himself camping out with us forever, here with us today through the Holy Spirit? That's the promise for anyone who loves Jesus and obeys his teaching. Does that describe you? Are you someone who loves Jesus and have chosen to deny yourself to follow him? How do we obey Jesus' teaching? What does it look like to be someone who follows him? In verse 26, Jesus describes the Holy Spirit. Sent by the Father in Jesus' name, not teaching his disciples new things, but reminding them of things that they've already heard. The Spirit doesn't take us beyond the teaching of Jesus to something bigger and better, but simply reminds us of everything Jesus has already said to us. The very words recorded for us in our Bibles, written down by these same disciples such as John who heard Jesus speak these words this very night. How does Jesus comfort us when we're feeling troubled? How does Jesus provide peace in troubled times? How does Jesus calm our souls, even with the current worries in our lives and the bad news in our world? Verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You do not be afraid because Jesus is going to the cross. His going is not bad news, but good news. Because only then can our shame be covered by his blood. Only then, through his death, can we have life forever with God. Only then can we have access to God the Father. Only then will the Father send the Holy Spirit and God make his home with us, in us, dwelling in everyone who believes and obeys. See, by his going, through his death and resurrection, Jesus secures not only forgiveness, but a new era of intimacy and closeness with the Father through the Spirit for all who come to him. See, our world desperately needs good news. In the midst of Brexit and planes falling from the sky and Cyclone Trevor in Christchurch, limiting the time we spend absorbing this constant bad news, it sounds like a wise idea. Ellie playing happily with her friends, no matter how noisy they get, is a happy antidote and a throwback to the carefree childhood I enjoyed growing up. The fact that the Brisbane Lions were at the top of the leaderboard, as Matt Viney, the Presbyterian minister of Wavell Heights Presbyterian, let me know this morning, for the encouragement of our congregation. But Jesus offers us the ultimate antidote to bad news. If you believe in Jesus today, you've found the way. You've found the only way to have peace with God, to connect with him forever. Will you place your trust in Jesus today to know this peace that Jesus offers? And the good news for us as a church is that Jesus now promises to be with us, to go with us, to always be alongside us, doing whatever we ask as we take an interest and share Christ's love and the good news of the gospel with other people who desperately need to hear good news this week. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, yes, we are thankful for the Brisbane Lions being at the top of the leaderboard. We are thankful for the joys that you give us in life. But ultimately, we thank you that through Jesus, we now have a permanent connection to you. We are no longer distant from God. We're no longer separated by our sin and our shame. We are now friends with you forever. Because if Jesus went to the cross, dear Lord, because he suffered on our behalf, because he went to the cross, he has now sent the Spirit to dwell in everyone who believes, to be with us today through the Spirit, that we might be constantly connected to the Trinity. Thank you for this good news. We pray that if there's anyone here today who does not believe in Jesus, that feels distant from God, that they would cry out to Jesus today, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for suffering and taking my shame on yourself, that I can be connected to God. Thank you that the moment I believe, you promised to send your Spirit to dwell in me, that I might be always now, from now and forever, deeply connected to you. Thank you for this good news that we can take to the world. In your holy name, amen.